You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is Thursday, which means we are back at Finney's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. It's 18th and Ridgelake, a street over from the causeway, right across essentially from Lakeside Mall. If you're looking on the map area where you are, very, very easy to come find us. Delicious lunch menus and features each and every Tuesday and Thursday. It is steak special. 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, side salad, $12. That simple. You got wings, wraps, all kind of delicious takes as well. Plus, not to mention, of course, each and every day, you do have the happy hour specials. 3 to 7 each and every day. That includes the weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, you get the happy hour specials. That's not just drinks. It's appetizers and some menu items as well. We'll go through all of that and more over the next, 2.5 hours or so here. So you got us all the way to 3 p.m. here on this Thursday. So much to get into when it comes to the Saints, the NFL, and elsewhere as well, including basketball on the college side. Will Wade has spoken, at least through a statement. And then immediately after that, the school spoke. I'm about to get into that in a few minutes. First, John, I got to welcome you in. John Forcade's decided to hang out with us today. John, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good there. How are you today?
Got a lot to talk about here, especially with you being a quarterback, the Teddy Bridgewater situation, what's going on with that. The Saints and Drew Brees, let's just get right into it, have restructured his deal. Literally, the alarm goes off this morning at 6:15 for my wife. I grab the phone. And somebody on the East Coast had tweeted at 5-something this very thing that had happened. So here's what's happening, right? Brees is still going to get his money. Still going to get it. But they restructured it. Mickey Loomis and the Saints did what they've done in the past. They kicked the can.
Right.
Instead of 10.5 in dead money next year, they somehow managed to restructure it. And instead of the cap hit this year being 33.5, they lowered it to 22.7. But you have to attach that to the 10.5 next year, whether he plays with the Saints or not. He's going to count $21.3 million to the salary cap next year. But you did reduce it from 33 this year to 22. It frees up money. John, you need to free up money because Teddy Bridgewater yesterday evening had dinner with the Dolphins. The deal is not done with the Saints, as a lot of reports kind of made it seem like he was coming back. There is interest. What does that meeting with the Dolphins mean? Is it trying to kind of pit both teams against each other to try to get a little bit more? We'll go through some parameters. There's some leaking that essentially the Dolphins were offering 5 at first, the Saints 7. It looks like Teddy's trying to get close to 10 is probably what he's looking at. As to what it is, tight end Jared Cook paying a visit to the Saints' best pass-catching tight end in the free agent market. And you have a pair of defensive linemen that are paying visits to the Saints, Mario Edwards and that pass rusher, Ziggy Ansah. So all of that's on the table, John, but it all starts with freeing up money.
Well, that was the whole thing that everybody kept wanting to know. How are the Saints going to get any money to bring in free agents? And from what I'm hearing, like, wait a minute. All these guys that the first couple of days they were signing all these players, and where were the Saints? They kept saying, where were the Saints? Well, the Saints were trying to figure out where they go get money to be able to go get some of these free agent guys. And granted, there's a lot of teams out there that panic early. You know as well as I do. Look at some of the money they're giving to some of these players, and I'm not sold on some of these players. Granted, some of them, you know, sound good on paper, look good on video, but can they play for these certain teams? We won't know that. Now, with the Saints, by freeing up that money that they went to restructure with Drew Brees, it's going to help them. And what was the main guy they're trying to get this season position-wise? Was a tight end. Do they go free agency or do they do the draft? They still can go to the draft because of the rookie salary cap. That had nothing to do with what they have to do right now.
Right.
But you're right now. You hit the nail on the head in the situation you talked about Bridgewater. I'm trying to figure this one out myself. If a team's looking at Bridgewater to possibly be their starter And he said, well, you know, maybe I might just take money and stay with the Saints and be a backup. Well, there's no guarantee you come back to the Saints, you being a backup, that when Drew leaves, you're going to be the man. I'm kind of shocked that I thought he'd get a couple of more teams. You saying only the Dolphins. I was hearing all these other teams. If it's just the Dolphins, and it goes to show you, he's not, you know, highly recruited. There, right? You know, he's not exactly out there. So, you know, $10 million to give a guy backup money.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, that maybe that's what he's probably looking for, right? 2 years, 20.
Right.
For that nature, again, just going back to some of the reports that were coming out yesterday, essentially, you know, Saints, the Dolphins started with five. Saints were like 2 years, 7 or 1-7, you know, 1 year deal for 7. Look, if I'm Teddy Bridgewater, do you want the extra years? You probably want some of that. That's what I was interested in when those reports started coming out yesterday, John. How many years to Teddy Bridgewater? Is it 3, 4, 5 years? Like, okay, this is our guy after Drew Brees. If it's just a 1 year deal,
it's just stopgap. That's all it is. If it's a 1 year deal,
but even that, I mean, that doesn't tell me that Drew Brees era is over. If
right,
I see four
right,
or 5 years, right. Okay, they're telling you this
right.
is the guy. So that's why I keep saying all of this was so important to me as to how long. How much? I mean, not even really the money, John, because, look, a quarterback's a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have to pay higher than a quarterback for a quarterback than other positions. That's understandable. And especially if you envision him starting. If you envision him starting at some point, it's going to cost you.
Yes.
I mean, the going rate. So, but that's what I was interested in. So when you started seeing last night some reports of, hey, it could be just a 1 year deal that the Saints are offering, the Dolphins at 2, and so do the Saints have to come back with 2? Is it one of those deals where they have voidable years in the contract? It could be a 17-year deal for Bridgewater, 15 avoidable. I mean, you know what I'm
Correct.
Saying? So, it's all about what's guaranteed. It's what's up front, which you saw yesterday with Mark Ingram and even, obviously with Latavius Murray. The money is the first 2 years that's guaranteed for Latavius Murray rather than the four, even though it's a four-year deal. So what does that tell you? After 2 years, you can
right.
do all
exactly. It's the same thing when you look at some of these other guys' contract when they say, oh, they got a guy here, he signed, like Nick Foles, prime example. Nick Foles signed a four-year, $88 million. After 2 years, they can sit there and go, wait a second. You know, maybe, you know, we'll give him his 30 and he collects 50 out of the 88. You didn't do very well for us. See you later.
Right.
My question, and I wanted to ask you this. I know I'm not going to jump off with Teddy Bridgewater, but the Mark Ingram deal, he signed, if I'm not mistaken, are you going to sign or whatever, a 3-year deal for Baltimore at 15 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't he want $5 million a year for New Orleans Saints? If I'm not mistaken, he wanted, you know, at least $5 million, you know, up to seven
I
something.
Think that
I heard.
And I think that's been the debate yesterday during the day well, and into the evening. That number was probably higher
right.
when the teams and the in the
well,
and
my
the
question to you is this did they give him upfront money or did they just say okay here's your 3 years 15 million did he get this part is all guaranteed no matter what happens
well what the reports were looking at for the Ravens it was about half of the seven of the 50
of the
so
15?
About 7.2 7.5 the Saints were only going to guarantee 5
okay
so it's a little on the guaranteed money side and again I think from everything that I've gathered and spoken to people and what they're reporting out there as well, John, is that number probably, if he had come to the Saints, 3 years, $15 million, I think he's a Saint.
He's Saint.
But I don't think that was the conversation they had with Mickey Loomis.
Correct. I think
it was probably higher because
yeah.
Larry Holder of The Athletic came on yesterday. He said they were looking for 7 to 7.5, if not 8. The Saints said, okay, we're going to have to look elsewhere. They pulled the trigger, got Latavius Murray. 3.6 a year. Because remember, 7.2 is guaranteed over 2 years.
2 years.
So it's only 3.6, really, that you have to pay him. Now there's some bonuses in there that can make
right,
it
that's just incentives on the back end. It's all
exactly.
on the back end.
So that's what it is. I mean, you know, people can look at it as 500,000 to a million. It's not. It's a big difference. I mean,
yeah.
it's 7 per, or you're guaranteeing 3.6.
Yeah.
So, and that's what it boils down to.
And I'm hearing so much and I'm seeing so much. Well, you know, they talk about, oh, locker room leader. People, get off that locker room
right.
leader. There's 53 kids or players on a football team. There's only maybe 5 or 6. Mark Ingram wasn't the only guy who's a locker room leader.
John Forcade, Gus Cattingill with you. You got us all the way to 3 o'clock. We got a ton to get into. We'll talk a lot more about the Saints and those three players in particular that are coming in that the Saints are paying visits to and having a discussion with. Jordan, the intern, keep an eye on Ziggy Ansah because he's paying the visit to the Bills first. Does he leave Buffalo? So keep an eye on what's going on there. And, of course, he'll keep an eye on everything else that's going on. Coming up next, so out of the break, we have to go to Baton Rouge. Glenn Gilbo covers the Tigers. What a busy, busy morning. The Tigers, of course, getting ready for the SEC tournament play. but Will Wade has spoken, at least in a statement. Put the pressure on the university. The university responded right back. Your thoughts on this, because I don't know if the free Will Wade thing is going to fly. We'll talk to Glenn about everything. We'll touch on all of that more when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You listen to the Sports Hangover. John Forcade, Gus Kattengill on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
Golftech's March Major Sale is now in full swing. If you're a golfer looking for major improvements with your swing or clubs, get to Golftech and save up to 20% in March. Get started with a swing evaluation or tech fit club fitting for only $100. Your local Golftech is in Metairie on 17th Street behind Lakeside Mall. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better, play better. Golftech.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Wow, what a busy day when it comes to LSU basketball as well. Glenn Gilbo at LSU Beat Tweet joins us to talk a little bit about this. Glenn, I'm sure a lot of the LSU fans have probably checked out the statements that have been either tweeted or posted on several articles. Essentially, Glenn, Will Wade this morning asked LSU to reinstate him. He wants to coach. He says there's no reason for him to not. And he's ready to go. He loves LSU. And essentially, the school came back and said, well, you didn't exactly, you still won't meet with us, and you haven't, more importantly, Glenn said, that you didn't do anything wrong. Is that basically the premise of what happened this morning?
Say that last part again.
Basically, the school saying, hey, we were still waiting for you to tell us you didn't do anything wrong, and until you say that,
exactly,
you're not coaching.
Well, that's only a part of it. He has to meet with them is the first step, and then they'll take what he says from there, and that could lead, what he says could lead to other questions. And that was one of the problems LSU had with one of the preliminaries that Wade's lawyer asked, that the questions be limited to a scope. Well, LSU didn't feel right doing that. So really, this is really nothing new. Wade wanted to coach last week, and he still wants to coach this week, and he didn't want to meet last week, and he doesn't want to meet this week, and LSU's not going forward unless he meets. So,
right,
really, there's really no difference. And one thing that I think people have have missed and I missed is it says clearly in Wade's contract that under the provisions of his contract, he has to cooperate fully with any NCAA, LSU, SEC investigation. So he's clearly breaking his contract by not meeting with LSU.
Glenn, when you read his statement this morning, and it was pretty lengthy, I guess I'm going to ask you for your initial reaction, because my initial reaction was, wow, he kind of put all the pressure on LSU here, kind of saying, hey, look, you haven't, it's almost like, prove to me why you're suspending me. I haven't done anything wrong. Are you telling me I did anything wrong? You know, when you first read that, when I'm reading it, I'm like, wow, he's making it seem like, look, I have no idea why you're suspending me, and I'm here to coach, and I want to coach.
Yeah, his voice in that statement is of a man who wasn't just caught on FBI tape talking about paying a player, using the word piece of the pie and offer and deal. You know, he refers to a hyper media. He doesn't mention the FBI. So it's kind of a delusional statement in that regard. He was suspended because of the Yahoo Sports story and what it said in it from the FBI. I don't think there's ever been a coach who's been on tape quite so specifically. You know, Sean Miller was on tape about $100,000 offer to a player, but he came out and denied it. And he met with his security.
Right.
Neither of those things. And he's, you know, he's acting, talking about his constitutional right. Well, he's not obeying his contractual rights of LSU. So it's a strange statement and kind of self-absorbed and delusional, I would say.
So then you read LSU's response, which is real simple, from their attorney to the statement this morning, and it's, you know, real simple. It says, hey, open door. If you want to meet, that's fine, but until you tell us you never denied it. And I thought that was key to me in the LSU statement, in which it says he's never denied any wrongdoing. So it's almost like, you know, the school's telling its fan base, what do you want us to do? I mean, we asked him, did you do anything wrong? He won't tell us. What do you want us to do? Because the exact wordage, I think, is, Glenn, we have no, there's nothing we can do but to suspend them.
It's almost like he doesn't think that paying players is against the rules. I mean, I don't know what he thinks. But, yeah, and Robert Munson, LSU Associate Athletic Director, yesterday he told me directly on a text, the door is open for Wade, okay? Wade comes out with a statement. The lawyer today, Skinner, says the same thing. The door is open. But then Skinner also brought up, oh, by the way, you've never, denied anything. So,
right.
You know, you're not denying it. What are we to believe? So, you know, Wade and his attorney have just not handled this well at all.
Hey, Glenn, Glenn, hey, John Forkett here. My question to you is, this was brought up months ago before the season began. You remember when it all came about and we all knew about this?
October, right.
Yeah, in October. I've had people ask me, people say, hey, John, well, why didn't they do this before the season began? Why didn't they do their investigation work from the school standpoint before they suspended? Why didn't they suspend him before the season knowing that all this came about? And with all that being said, why did they wait till last week to say, okay, you're going to be suspended?
Because everything changed last week when a current player was mentioned on tape by Wade. In October, it was not about a player that's at LSU now. It was a player he was recruiting and talking about doing what he needed to do for that player, but not nearly as specific as smart. And that player ended up not committing to LSU. He committed to Florida State and he's still in high school. So what made this last week so big was the fact that Smart is at LSU. And Wade was a lot more specific in the comments. And last time in October, Wade met with LSU. And they spoke to him. And it was more of a snippet of a conversation instead of a whole paragraph like this past one. So LSU, you know, kind of gave him a chance after that initial, but LSU started looking into it then, and they kind of were monitoring Wade since then. It's not like they just threw their hands up. They were keeping an eye on him, and they also feel that Wade was not fully honest with them when he spoke to them in October. He told them that it was over. This is like all that there was. and obviously they had more. And here's the other thing. Usually the FBI informs a person they've just recorded. So there's a chance Wade knew about that he was on tape talking about Smart when he told LSU in October that there was nothing else coming.
Glenn, is Wade going to be here?
No, I don't think he's going to. I don't think he's going to return. And I said that last week, but I tell you, I will say this: if he can pull a reversal and go meet with LSU and try to get his job back, he could get his job back because Oliva hired him. Oliva wants him. There's a lot of people at LSU that like him and would like to get him back. It's not like when they were, you know, getting rid of Coach Miles, you know. They wanted to get rid of him. This is kind of like if we feel like we have to get rid of him because of NCAA issues. But they really would like to keep him. So if Wade played his cards right and called a meeting and went in there and answered some things and didn't answer some things and cooperated, which according to his contract he's supposed to do, he could come back as a coach. He also needs to cooperate with LSU to get a better settlement from his contract if he is fired. So, either way, he needs to meet with LSU.
Well, wouldn't the NCAA have something to say about this? Would it, you know, you're saying he has to meet with LSU, probably can get his job back. Well, couldn't the NCAA step in and say, hey, you know, you're done?
And Glenn Ross-Dellinger of Sports Illustrated tweeted that the NCAA was in town today to Baton Rouge?
They've been in town all week. And when I say meet with LSU, I mean – and with the NCAA, because LSU is not meeting with Wade unless NCAA people are there. And, you know, that's part of the sport. LSU's always been compliant with the NCAA, and they want them there. But, yeah, I mean, the NCAA could obviously ask some questions of Wade and make comments and make some kind of decision based on the interview, but, I mean, it wouldn't be instant. I mean, no matter how you look at it, I think Wade needs to meet with him. Now he could not say a lot. And, you know, he could be in the meeting. I'm not going to answer that right now. You know, I'd rather not answer that right now. You know, that's better than just not showing up at a meeting.
Glenn, I'm agreeing with you 100%, and that's my element of it. Speaking with Glenn Gilbo at LSU Beat Tweet, covers the Tigers, USA Today, Gannett News Services. John and Glenn, I'll ask y'all the same thing. I'm trying to think of a job that I've ever worked for, a relationship where if there's the semblance of wrongdoing or something I could get that other person in trouble with, right? With the station, it would be the FCC. With your relationship, it's getting kicked out the door, much less the couch. I mean, you got to at least talk. You know, because if anything, Glenn, we've seen in instances, they probably just want to see, how can we get ahead of this? How can we help you? How can we maybe keep everything from spiraling out of control? But we can't do any of that planning if we don't know what to deal with, you know?
Exactly. Exactly, and you know, he like you said, he could help himself tremendously by meeting with LSU and other officials, even if he doesn't say anything. So, even if he doesn't say that much to certain questions.
My take is this: I mean, the guy's caught on tape. Supposedly, he's caught on tape. That's what I guess the NCAA and the FBI, whoever it may have, they have him caught on tape making some offers or talking about certain things. I mean, you Wade's got to know this, and you know, I know Arizona's coach and a few other coaches out there, and all this AAU and all these agents and stuff. When you're meeting with people nowadays, it's not like in the old days. You know, the old days you didn't have social media, you didn't have recorders, you didn't have certain things and whatever it may be. These guys nowadays, you got to go buck naked, get in a sauna, and start negotiating if you're going to start doing stuff like this guy Wade has done. My take is this: is they got him on film, a video, or either voice or whatever, phone. That's not good for him.
Well, he's not on video. He's on a wiretap. On a recording from the FBI, and what coaches have told me, you know, the way Wade spoke to Christian Dawkins, the AAU talent distributor, if you will, you know, a head coach doesn't do that. It's not presidential of a head coach. You have your assistant do that, or you have another person close to the program, a go-between, go to the go-between. So Wade sitting there talking to him personally on the phone, because, you know, phone, if that's his LSU issue cell, that could have been picked up in a public records request, you know. So it's sloppy and reckless is what it was. And now there have, you know, a lot of people have made a comparison to Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl was in a similar situation, and he's still coaching at Auburn, never was suspended. He never met with Auburn officials, still has, as best I know. Hmm. And they've wanted him for some time, and he's still coaching. But the difference is he was not on tape.
Before I let you go, Glenn, and I've heard this the last couple of days, too, on Matt's show that follows us as well. There's Javonte Smart. As of 11 o'clock this morning, the last tweets I saw, still no word on whether or not he's going to be eligible to play, if they're going to play him in the SEC tournament game tomorrow. What do you think is going to be the latest with him, and how can it be that where he's cleared or LSU feels it's okay for him but not Coach Wade? I think a lot of fans are confused by that.
Well, I don't think Smart does not appear to be as guilty as Wade in the FBI case. Okay, he's involved, sure, but he's not the person behind it, or one of the people behind it. He's involved, but I see your point. I mean, logically, if you're defending Wade as a point of caution with the NCAA, then you need to suspend Smart as a point of caution with the NCAA too. In fact, that's the word LSU used when they sat, Smart for the game Saturday. So yeah, it would be inconsistent with regards to Wade if they played Smart. But at first Tony Benford, the interim coach, said that he was going to hear about Smart on Tuesday after LSU did its own investigation. Well, it's Thursday, and they haven't announced anything on Smart. So I think that's the longer it takes, the worse news it is, because it means they're still investigating. They don't like what they found in the investigation, or maybe they're being advised by their NCAA people at LSU, their compliance people, to not play Smart. They probably advise them to sit down, to suspend weight. But again, he's the lesser of two evils, Smart. And the way I see it, too, is, you know, you've already been caught somewhat. There's still some hoops to go through to prove it, obviously. But why not make the most of the season while you can? And you're yeah. Smart, and you did at least get rid of the big man. Because usually the NCAA likes it best you suspend or discipline the higher ranking, like the head football coach or the head basketball coach, as opposed to a player.
Glenn Gilbo, following this as well as many others, check it out at LSU Beat. Tweet his thoughts and comments, and he'll be on it. Oh, by the way, there's a game tomorrow as well. We hadn't even talked about the possibility of that in the seed.
I still have to drive there. I've been trying to leave in 2 days.
Well, look, man, be safe. Safe travels. We'll catch up. Thank you for joining us on a short notice. But, you know, just want to get an opinion from somebody that's on it, man. Thank you so much, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, and John, too. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Glenn. Glenn made a comment. He said, the coaches, they don't really know BS because when I was recruited,
right,
they had a coach set right there in my living room.
Well, that's what I'm going to get at. I want to talk about this when we come back out of the break, obviously not just that, but you have close ties to Ole Miss and what happened with, you know, Freeze and all of those other things. So let's try it a little bit about this when you come back. It's the Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeley Drive in Metairie. Each and every Thursday we're here, 12 to 3. Come try the steak special. The wraps are delicious as well. I promise you they're big, and you're not going to get a better value anywhere. For lunch, I know it's a bar, but you have good food here as well as during lunch and the happy hours from 3 to 7. Hour 1 brought to you by the King Firm. Ring the King, 909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover. John Forkey, Gus Cattingale on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
What if you could change your future for the positive with one phone call? Would you do it? What if I told you that this is a huge opportunity to own a franchise here in Houma that's affordable and it's with a company that will show you how to succeed? I'm talking about
Welcome.
Gina King.
This signature residence
call Gina
is
King today 1-985-360-0099 and take control of your future. That's 360-0099. Don't let this formula for success pass you by.
Gina King, the king of clean.
Is Carl on his motorcycle?
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle?
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On?
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least 5 devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Real interested to get your takes and opinions. All next hour, I want to open up the phone lines, not only to your thoughts on what's going on with Teddy Bridgewater, a couple of the players that the Saints are trying to meet with, a tight end, pair of defensive linemen, Ziggy Ansah, Mario Edwards, Jared Cook's the tight end. I know Jordan the intern weeks ago, you were like, dude, Jared Cook, go talk to Jared Cook. I know you like your Jared Cook, right?
I think that was somebody else.
No, that wasn't you?
That was not me.
Wasn't you?
I was saying Golden Tate or...
That's right, you're the slot receiver.
Golden Tate!
Right. Yeah, Adam Humphries.
Oh, man. It's like gum
Cole
on the
Beasley.
Bottom of your
Cole
shoes.
Beasley.
Cole Beasley. Oh,
he might be small, but he could catch anything.
Well, look, we're going to we have a little fun with that all next hour. The only other guest we got today is Aaron Goldhammer coming up at 2:30. He was 2 o'clock, right? He was supposed to come on yesterday. Something took place because, obviously, Cleveland is kind of a big deal right now with the move they made with Odell Beckham Jr. But, John, let's just set this up to start the conversation next hour here as well, as we have 3 minutes to the top of the hour. And I want you fans to think about it, too, before you call. And I really honestly want to hear from you. Jordan, tweet this. Dear, LSU fans or LSU supporters, did anything this morning change your view on Will Wade? Will Wade coming out, and I'll read the full statement at the start of next hour, and him saying, I want to coach, put me back in, there's no reason for you to suspend me. And in the school going, that's great, as soon as you tell us you did nothing wrong. Now, there's, I think, John, a lot of LSU fans are going, why are you not backing him up? Why is he not talking? What's the difference between this, as Glenn brought up, Bruce Pearl? I said he frees at Ole Miss, which we can get into next hour in more detail and stuff. But I want to state this, because I think this is something that fans are missing. When the NCAA is investigating you, the worst repercussions that can take place are a ban, a coaching ban, scholarships taken away, vacating of wins, championships, things that ain't just more prestige and a job, right?
Right.
John, I find you did something wrong. You're no longer the head football coach at Ole Miss. You'll go get a job somewhere else.
Correct.
Will Wade's involved in a federal case. He's being subpoenaed to testify in April. he will have to take the stand. You want to lie to the NCAA like Glenn Gibbo said Bruce Pearl has yet. He never met with Auburn. That's fine.
Yep.
You just go get a new job and he's coaching somewhere else, right?
Correct.
If you lie to the FBI and the federal government, you can go to jail.
Just ask all the guys right now on the hill right now in the government.
This is a big difference.
Yes.
Will Wade can see jail time if he lies or something going on there. But I'll talk about this when I come up next hour because we have more time on it. It's just, I'm not saying that he can go to jail, but the thing is, you can lie to the NCAA, you lose your job. You lie to federal government, go to jail.
Yep.
Sports Hangover continues at hour two. John Forkay, Gus Kattinga live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. 'Cause the heat is-